The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness. We hope to educate and help you navigate your path to a good mental wellness environment. We will share information on various mental health topics, as well as where to go for help. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, the latter being a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Today, we will provide you with an update on the new Jeannie Peterson Behavior Health Campus. Joining us today are two of my colleagues from Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, our co-host Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer, and Terry Dooley, Executive Vice President of Development. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How you living?
Doing great. Really How about well. You, Terry?
Really
Sounds
well.
Sounds good. Well, let's get to know you better. Give us a little information on your background.
So I'm Brenda Geisinger. I have been with the agency for 33 years. I have a master's in social work. I started out in direct care and just have continued to work there. Current role and responsibilities, I oversee the day-to-day operations for the inpatient and the outpatient program, and also everything in between there.
That's a lot on your plate. I know that. Terry, why don't you tell us about a little bit about your background?
You know, there must be something about us all staying as long as we do, because I'm Terry Dooley, and I've been with the agency for 29 years. It's amazing
we feel old.
Yeah,
you started when you were nine years old, right?
Yeah, right.
Good save.
That's what it is. Gosh. I graduated from the University of Iowa with a degree in elementary ed and psychology, and I came back to Sioux City after college and did a little volunteering work and ended up coming to Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, a Sioux City native, so I knew the work was really good work, and I've been doing fundraising now for the last 29 years.
Well, by virtue of our success, you've been very, very helpful in that area, Terry. I think you're very well known for that, and thank you. So I guess when we're looking at this project, I want to back up a little bit and tell our listening audience why we're doing this. And first of all, we talked briefly about residential treatment and family services. We're going to take it a step further and explain exactly what those two entities are. So Brenda, would you help us there?
So family services is an outpatient clinic. We have four therapists that work with us Monday through Friday and Saturdays, and then we have one that comes in the evenings. And we do individual therapy, family therapy, group counseling. They are a very dedicated team. We also provide play therapy and batterers education and anger management. And then also a part of that building and process and programming is our yoga studio.
Right.
So we also provide yoga three nights, on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday mornings. Wonderful experience for those that just want to get in tune with themselves and how to manage their mental health and well-being. So that's our outpatient services. And then we also have the inpatient component, which somewhat of a mystery, I think, to people in town. We have kids that come and live with us. They are age range from 5 to 18. We do both male and female gender. And those kids have been traumatized. I think quite often, again, there's this mystery or misperception that our kids are bad, and they are not bad. They have experienced some very bad things in their lives and are just really struggling with some mental health. And our goal and purpose is to have the family work together and learn how to communicate and cope and function in a positive way. And again, that doesn't mean there's bad parents. It just means we need a little help, and everybody needs that in life. So the kids live with us, go to school with us. Typically, they stay anywhere from 4 months on up. And they have family therapy, individual therapy, group therapy. And like I said, they go to school with us. And we also do a lot of fun activities in town.
Well, it's a great program. And I'm witnessing these kids. You're right, Brenda. They're not conduct disorder kids. These are wonderful children that have been traumatized. And I think the organization that you head does a great job in getting these kids back on their feet again with the coping skills. So, hey, you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well, and I'm Art Silver along with Brenda Geisinger and Terry Dooley from Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, and we're updating everyone on the activity at the new Jenny Peterson Behavior Health Campus. You know, another reason why we're doing this is the stigma. We started this Stomp Out the Stigma a while ago, and Terry, would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, you know, it's something that when I would be out speaking to people in the community, I kept hearing all of this about our kids being bad kids and all of that sort of thing. And I kept saying mental health, mental health, mental health. And finally, it's been 10 years for sure, Art, since we started Stomp Out the Stigma. And I'm sure that people are feeling the difference that has happened. I think COVID, as bad as it was, it did kind of highlight the idea that, you know, all of us can experience depression, because many people did during that time frame. And so I think we've made great strides in terms of being able to kind of stomp out the stigma and have people be more willing to find mental health help for themselves and or their families. I think we still have a ways to go. The recent CDC reports that came out are talking about violence, kids that are experiencing incredible feelings of violence. They're afraid to go to school. They're being bullied on social media. We still have a lot of work to do. But I think with the help of communities like our community, I mean, we're all kind of holding hands and moving forward to be able to address the issue.
We really want to thank our supporters. They are really helpful, and Terry, you do a good job with the relationship there. And the good thing is we've had people that have been with us a long time that believe in our cause. Unfortunately, the flow of children into the system has increased. It hasn't slowed down at all. So it's a critical thing for the neighborhood, and we are successful. But, you know, like I said before, no cash, no mission. And Terry, you've done a great job of that, so we really appreciate it. You know, the other thing, we're talking about why we're doing this project. We've talked about the need, and that's residential treatment versus family services. We've talked about the stigma of the institutionalization as we treat these children. Let me talk about one other thing that's the need, and that's the old facility. We're presently located on Court Street in the former hospital, St. Joe's Hospital. And quite frankly, it's an older building with great bones, but it needs to go. You're looking at our occupancy costs is skyrocketing with the cost of utilities. It's just a building. We're starting to see repairs that we need to do. And to continue our programs and keep the children in a safe environment going forward and state-of-the-art with terms of the equipment we can provide for them, we need to move. But this isn't all bad. This isn't all bad. We're looking at this, our project being a kind of a two-neighborhood renovation project. Not only will we help in the area of Indian Hills where we're moving to and work on and improve the facility that's been pretty much vacant of a big anchor for about 14 years, and at the same time, in leaving the Court Street facility, we are working with the city to find a developer that can come in and take a look at the building, see if we can repurpose it or do we need to take it down. In return for that, we will be giving up 15 plus acres of land, and hopefully this starts a transition in that near North Side neighborhood that has been pretty much a stagnant in terms of development for a long time. So our project is to look at something affordable housing, low-income housing with a developer that can come in and really make a change in this. So as you can see, there's a win-win-win situation all the way around, and it's all driven by need. But that's why we're doing it. So we're going to come up on our break right now. We want you to continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and Terry Dooley from Boys and Girls Family Services. And we're updating everyone on the progress of the Jenny Peterson Behavior Health Campus. If you've been in the area, you've noticed there's been a lot of activity lately around the demolition. We've heard comments from folks that are really behind that project, and they'd like to see this going. We are in the process of taking out the entire strip mall. That was where we had the old hardware store, Wilma's Hardware. We'll give them a plug. They're so great. And we had the old stuff stores located on that side, and we went right down and cleaned it all out. This is going to be the new home for the residential student kids that stay with us. This space is going to provide for living quarters for 42 children. It covers about 23,000 square feet, so you can see it's a pretty large building. We will be building a bridge into the what used to be the former grocery store, so our kids will go right from their residences and their counseling area over to the school. The part of this we're going to finish right now will be the cafeteria portion and kitchen, so our kids can eat there as we continue work on the school. But well, in addition to the cafeteria, we're going to have a media center, activity and quiet rooms, visitation rooms, and something that's really going to, I think, be our feature is going to be our Serenity Garden. We're really excited about that. Brenda, how does this help you? What do you think this is going to do for your residential kids?
Well, you know, there's just a lot of excitement right now. Anytime somebody's going to a new home, you kind of get nervous and anxious, and it's like, woo, yay. And this has really been kind of a vision that we have had as an agency for a long time of getting to this new place. And what I really appreciate about it, it is one level. And it feels more like a home and offers that healing for the kids and a very safe, friendly, home-like atmosphere. As you mentioned, the current location over on Court Street, it has done us well in serving us, but it has just a different feel for it. When you're seven stories high and you have to ride an elevator where you go in the building, and it, you know, just has a different feel to it. And so I'm really excited to go to our new home, our new location, and, you know, having activities for the kids to do, you know, playing ping pong or the half-size gym and playing, you know, basketball inside or watching movies on a big screen with the kids and going outside and working in the gardens. You know, Tyson has been so supportive in providing funds for us to have a garden out there when this gets going, and soccer fields. You know, I can't really, you probably can hear it in my voice, the enthusiasm.
It's not just our kids, it's the staff.
Yeah, so I get it. And it's really just not only the new building, but that new energy of having a home for our kids.
Oh, that's so important. I'm glad you brought that up, because our new environment is very, very homey. It's every kid has it. We have 42 rooms. We'll have plenty of space for the kids. I like the fact that we're going to be putting in our new day rooms and a quiet day room and an activity room. So if a child wants to go and just read a book or take something out, they can do that in the quiet room. And we have the activity rooms where they can be kids.
Right, right.
Oh, and that's all we want to do is have them be kids. And we can't do enough for the children, because you really don't understand. A lot of people understand, and we can't really go into a lot of detail. But these children have really been deprived. If we can do better, anything we do is going to be better. And we hope to really unlock their potential and put them in a safe environment where they can recapture trust. One of the things that I mentioned before was the Serenity Garden. Terry, you want to talk about the Serenity Garden?
Oh, I'm really excited about it. I think it offers a really nice kind of an oasis. If parents are coming to visit with their children, they can go to the Serenity Garden, and all the green space that we're going to be adding around us, it's going to be a lot different than what it was down at the old hospital building. So I think the Serenity Garden is going to fit a real niche that we have not had very good luck with in the past.
Well, you know, we talk about the need again, and we don't see this need going away. We'll also increase our staffing, so there's an employment opportunity here as we grow our business. And getting back to the why and the need, you know, it's the care of the children. And we're finding new statistics coming out that Iowa youth have reported having a plan to end their life increased by 53% between 2012 and 2018. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among individuals aged 10 to 24. Not everybody succeeds in that. There's a lot of problems. We're really trying to get upstream with the cause and effect of this. And it starts with, we're starting with children as young as 6 years old. Our agency takes children 6 to 18, and we work with them. And it's a constant work. And each child is different, and their needs are different. But we have seen such an increase in depression and anxiety and self-harm. These statistics only verify, or I should say validate, what we've already seen over the past 2 years. So it certainly warrants a new facility. It certainly warrants going out and being on the point, bringing this to the public, working with the public on this, and hopefully providing a resource that you can come to for help. We're going to be very much part of our neighborhood. There's no reason to get up and have a sustained cloudy day. We're all going to have cloudy days, but when it goes on for 2 or 3 or 4 days and we don't have any sun and you're really feeling bad and you've got other things you're dealing with, there's help out here. Our outpatient group at Family Services, and if you think your child needs residential care, please give us a call. We're very successful with our programs. I'm very proud of our staff, and as you already heard from our two leaders here, their years of experience in the agency. So we've evolved from an orphanage over the years up to now a Psychiatric Medical Institute for Children. That's a PMIC, and that's what we do with our residential treatment. So we've got the numbers to prove what we do. We're excited about going to this new campus, so you're going to see a lot of activity over there. Let's give you the project timetable, so we'll talk about what you can expect. Right now, we're doing demolition. We should have that demolition completed, let's say, by another couple of weeks. Then we'll be looking at a new roof installation. Come this summer, you'll see a lot of activity around the place, taking inside and putting up the walls and getting the facility ready for us. We hope to be in it in Q1, late Q1 of 2024 or early Q2. It all depends upon, we go through the same things with the supply control and all that stuff. And we want to thank our general contractor, Klinger, W.A. Klinger, and their project manager, Steve Koza. This is a complicated project. It's a lot harder than when you just build a brand new building. We're repurposing a building, and we're really proud about that. We're trying to put into our new building some of the items that will sustain energy going forward. So we're thinking green. Terry talked about we're tearing up about 2 acres of asphalt. We'll be putting in grass and vermin. We want this to be a real showpiece for our neighborhood. We want to be good neighbors. We also want our clients to come in and feel that sense of, hey, I'm already feeling good about where I'm at, and this environment is really good. It's going to be a campus. So we're excited. Again, we're hoping to get done with this project. We did receive a grant from Iowa for $2.7 million to help us, and we'll be working on that grant and hopefully completing all of our work in time in 2024. So, ladies, anything you want to add to this, or as we start our close?
You know, I think the entire community has been behind us as we're making this move forward, and we cannot do this work without the help of the community and funders that are even outside of our community that understand the importance of treating mental health issues. And I'll be the first to raise my hand. I mean, the outpatient area, heck, if you're having trouble with your teenage daughter or son, come to Family Services. If you're stressed at work, come to Family Services. We've got a lot to offer in this community, and we've got a fabulous group of volunteers, board members, and people that are working on the capital campaign. Skip Pearly, thank you. You have been a leader for us for a very long time. So the work is good. The children deserve it.
Well, we thank you, and that certainly is true. And I got to tell you, we wouldn't be successful without our donors and the people that believe in what we're doing. So we're coming up on the end of our show, and each week we provide a little humor for your mental wellness. So here's our weekly joke. Someone came to the door and was asking for money. He was fundraising for a new pool in town. Dad, there's a man at the door collecting for a new pool in town. Dad said, give him a glass of water. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Terry. And also thanks to our listening audience. Shout out to Dr. Albert Mosley, the newly inducted president of Morningside University. We welcome Dr. Mosley. It's an exciting time at Morningside University, and we wish Dr. Mosley good health and success. Don't forget to visit the newly improved Stuffed Boutique. Ooh. New stuff arriving daily. Come in and check us out. Art Sucks. That's Art S-U-X. The fundraiser, May 11th. Give Mary Pickens a call at 712-293-4919 if you have any questions, or you can go directly to bidpal.net. That's bidpal.net/art for the heart. bidpal.net/art for the heart. Tickets are $50 per person and include beer, wine, and hors d'oeuvres, a little jazz, and to browse some beautiful artwork from local artists. Calling all teachers, Boys and Girls Home and Family Services hiring teachers for the upcoming school year. Smaller class sizes, 20 hours per week, the team teaching approach, and 8 in every room. If you are interested, please contact our HR manager at 712-293-4700. When things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ, when our topic will be nutrition and mental health. Don't forget to do your homework this week and go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week and may the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.